tuned to 96.3 FM. Call-in number is 427-3772. I'm stepping on Jim Costner's shoes, and Jim probably has a sign-off message before I sign on. Jim, anything you want to say to the game?
No, not necessarily.
Jim has nothing to say at this point, which is a first for Jim. And, of course, for me, it would never happen. I would always have something to say. And I have lots to say for the next 2 hours, possibly 3 hours, depending on who comes in at noon and if they come in at noon. We're going to be talking civil rights for the poor for about 2 hours with special guests Gina, Red Top Robert Flory. Who knows? Lighthouse Linda LeMaster might wander on in. Take care, Jim. And we had hoped to get some UC students discussing the curfew. They showed up in some numbers at the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday when that five-member board passed a preliminary directive to begin drawing up a curfew law based on a model which was provided by the Criminal Justice Council. A bad model, I might add, a model I've opposed for the last 6 months, but a model that they felt, unfortunately, was worth doing. We're also going to have interviews with Brimstone Barbara Riverwoman, Katzenjammer Keith McHenry, possibly even Enragé Ed Fry, attorney at law, and a number of interviews regarding medical marijuana. It's all coming up in the next 2 hours. Stay with us, and hopefully you'll join us. Again, the call-in numbers and the phone lines are open right now, 427-3772. Indeed, we have a caller even as we start. Looks like we got dead air, folks, and a problem with the phone line. Aha, I see what the problem is. The topic is making the phone work. We're having a little bit of problem with the phone here. No, we can't hear you. At least speak again. No, it's not on the board. Our phone lines are temporarily out, so folks, if any mechanics within range, any technicians who know anything about the board, get your butt down here, because otherwise we got no call-ins for the next 2 hours. Sorry about that, caller. Get back to me. So it looks like we are, and either the board is not registering or else we have a phone line problem. And I'm going to be taking the phone, but as I do, let's play an interview with Katzenjammer Keith McHenry, a Food Not Bombs activist from San Francisco who almost always has something interesting to say.
So now we're talking to Katzenjammer Keith McHenry, as I demand he be called. He's a Food Not Bombs activist in San Francisco who's starting a whole new year. Hi there, Keith.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been
How's
it going up in San Francisco? That's more to the point.
Well, we've achieved total liberation here in San Francisco.
Cool.
We have the most progressive mayor in the world.
Willie Smoothie Brown.
Right. So now everything is just perfect.
I see. You got Terrence Hallinan, or Mr. Permits, as they call him.
Right, Mr. Permits is happening, yeah.
So what is in fact happening with Food Not Bombs? It's let's see, it's Monday. You had a meeting last Thursday. You've been heard or seen on the internet dueling with Andy Rose on issues of should there be to permit discussions. I guess I'm not quite sure what the duel has been. Has there been a dispute between you and Mr. Rose with Food Not Bombs?
Mr. Rose has been indicating that somebody should get a permit. The actual meeting, though, which had 45 people at it, convinced that that we would make that the official position of Food Not Bombs San Francisco is that we are not pursuing a permit, and that we're going to continue to cook and serve and organize as we have been doing for the last 7 or 8 years.
So there have been no health complaints in terms of sickness or illness about Food Not Bombs registered with the health department during that time, is that correct?
Correct, no. And nor at any other Food Not Bombs chapter that I'm aware of. No one has ever come forward and said they were made sick eating at any Food Not Bombs chapter anywhere.
And is Food Not Bomb still serving 7 days a week, every 6 o'clock in the evening?
Now, hey, we got phone, everybody.
There you go.
Hi there.
Next time I try to help you fix something, don't be such an asshole.
Hey, thanks for the sweetness, big guy.
And by the way, Robert.
Yes.
This is the same thing that was wrong with your phone on your last show. So somebody in one of the shows before you.
It's sabotage, obviously.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you're that important, Robert.
Feel free. You've done it again. He snuck into the studio, and now he's trying to cover his tracks.
One of the shows right before you was doing the same thing.
Indeed.
So you need to contact. You need to take personal responsibility.
Find the shows
before you and tell them.
Thank you. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much.
Okay, I'll be calling you in a few minutes now that the phone.
We appreciate the abuse and we appreciate the assistance.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Hey, can you believe it? We actually have phone lines here. I apologize for the somewhat spotty tape. But we do have a show, and we are rolling forward, and you can speak on the air thanks to the certainly helpful assistance of Phil Free, musician and master of the costume.